Phoenix FM Events Guide.
Now, by way of introduction to my next guests, on Saturday the 7th of November at 8 o'clock, Brentwood Mine presents Zabo, plus special guests The Scarlet Rays and Dave Stannard, all taking place at the Essex Arms on Worley Hill. It's an evening of music and a dash of comedy to help fundraise for Brentwood Mine, hosted by the comedian and writer Alaric Dynevor. The cost of the tickets is £10 on the door, and if you want any more information about that, go to our website, look at our events guide, and you'll find a click-through link to a Facebook page that'll tell you all about it. But you can hang on and you'll find out even more right now.
For more details about these events and many more happening in your local area, go to phoenixfm.com and click on Events Guide.
Yes, so it's 1-2-3 with me, Bob, and joining me now in the studio are Colin Wade and Dave Stannard. Welcome to you both.
Hello, mate.
Good afternoon. Now, we're here to talk about your fundraising concert on Saturday at the Essex Arms. Let's start with Colin, first of all. Now, this is the third year you've been organising these fundraisers, and so far they've each turned out to be a great entertaining night because I was there and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Is it difficult to persuade artists to get involved in these concerts?
Not really, Bob. I think everyone knows someone that's been affected by mental health, or, you know, directly or indirectly, family, friends, or, you know, just word of mouth. And I've been very lucky in the last couple of years. I managed to get some quite high profile names. I mean, Joe Harmon last year was just stunning. We've had Benjamin Bloom, Paolo Marina, and Dave Stannard this year.
Indeed.
So, you know, I'm sure Dave will tell you all about himself in a minute.
Yep.
So, and this year, you know, to get Zabo was really great. I've wanted to get them for a while. And Scarlet Rays, who are magnificent. I think you're going to play some of their stuff.
Oh,
later.
Yes. We've got some music in anticipation of the concert. Let's talk a bit about Brentwood Mine first, though. You do some great work there. Again, I've seen it for myself. I know what you do. Perhaps you could just very briefly give us an idea of what you do down there at Brentwood Mine. I know it's probably an impossible task, but...
Well, I mean, we've been helping people with mental health problems, anxiety, depression, OCD, the whole gamut, really, for the last 40 years. During that time, we've been funded by the NHS.
Right.
I think there's this huge misconception that people see collection boxes everywhere for Mind. Millions go into that box, but it doesn't actually come to the local branches.
Right.
And, of course, when the austerity cuts happened in April, all our funding went. So, at the moment, we are on rocky ground.
Well, indeed.
So, we need to do more of these fundraising events. It's a shame, you know... But, you know, we want to be there for the future, helping people in Brentwood.
Right. I mean, do you get any other alternative form of funding? If your funding used to come from the NHS, surely they don't expect you to survive just by cutting it off completely, do they?
Well, at the moment, it's touch and go. I mean, we're trying to do a thing where people are getting personal health budgets.
Okay.
But you imagine you've got someone who's severely anxious or depressed, telling them they've got to go to their GP to try and get assessed for a budget. It's confusing, you know, where it was all free. People could walk in off the street, we'd assess them, get a risk assessment. They could come in and access our services almost straight away. Going through all this palaver just adds extra stress for everyone.
Yeah, OK. So it's absolutely vital that we get out and support your events.
Absolutely.
Saturday, you have what looks to be a very interesting lineup. I've seen it, but tell us all about it. You're starting off, you've got a host for the night.
Yeah, well... last year we just did purely music.
Yep.
The year before that, when we had Benjamin Bloom, we had lots of comedy going on, and people came up to me and said, oh, we enjoyed all the music last year, but it was great to have a bit of comedy in.
It was, yeah.
So I thought, okay, so I racked my brains, I thought, who can I get? And I've known Alaric for a long, long while. Alaric's hosted comedy clubs over London with people like Stuart Lee, the pub landlord Al Murray.
Yeah.
He's a comedy writer. He's a very funny guy. And so I messaged him. I do see him occasionally. And said, look, Al, we're doing this show. And he knows Andy from Zabo as well. And I said, look, I've got Zabo on board with Andy. Would you do it? And Alaric said, of course I will. So to have him hosting the night is going to be great. So apart from the three musical acts, Alaric will pop in in between and do a little bit of comedy, which would be fabulous.
Sounds great. Okay. And then first up, I believe it's Dave, is it?
Dave, yeah. Dave's going to open the show for us.
Wonderful.
So,
hi, Dave. Well, thanks very much for coming along today. Now, I had a little snoop on you online, and your website says that you're a singer-songwriter from the UK. Whereabouts do you hail from?
So sufficiently neutral, isn't it? Yeah. I'm actually from here.
Okay.
I'm a Brentwood boy. Yes,
oh,
that's right. Just
excellent.
Live up the road here.
Wow.
Frequent the Brentwood acoustic music scene. That's for the last 15 years or
right.
so.
Why haven't you been in on Phoenix before then, or have you?
Well, that's, perhaps you're not fully in touch with the acoustic scene in Brentwood.
Well,
I would love to. If you think I'm any good, then I'll come back and
that sounds,
at some point. Yeah.
Sounds good to me. So yeah, I think you've just described your music. That was my next question. It's folk acoustic.
It's
is
folk acoustic. I mean, it's basic level, yeah. But I'd quite describe it as odd folk. It's a little bit unusual, a little bit strange, eclectic. I get bored easily.
Okay. So what's odd about it then? Come on.
Well, you'll see.
Okay.
You'll see. There's
right.
a bit of humour in there. Some of the topics aren't quite straightforward.
Okay.
But that's why I thought he'd be perfect
Absolutely.
For this show. I think it'll fit perfectly.
Very interesting. So how did you get involved in all this, the Brentwood Mind Concert on Saturday?
Stalked me on the internet.
He says I stalked him on the internet. No, I did actually.
There's this little Facebook friend request turns. I go, who is he?
And he didn't recognise me. I was gutted. And I'd seen Dave do some open mic stuff and I was really impressed, and I keep a little note of people that I think, oh, I'll contact him in the future, and Dave was great, and I've seen him a couple of times and I've wanted to have him before, and I just think this, because of the way Dave's songs have this element of humour in them. He's a great guitar player, great singer, but this element of humour, I just thought he'd be perfect on this bill.
Fantastic. Well, it's a great thing for you to get involved with, and I'm sure everyone at Brentwood Mind's grateful to you for giving your time and talents this Saturday, and here as well today at Phoenix. So thank you very much. So can we hear a song from you?
Absolutely, yeah.
So what you got, and what's it about?
This one is about a book. It's about a book that people used to use a little bit before the advent of the internet to look up their ailments. It's called Family Medical Companion.
Okay.
I don't know if you've got a copy.
Personally, but
we've got one in our library.
Okay.
It begins in the waiting room for doctor's surgery.
It was doom and gloom in the waiting room, sat surrounded by lepers, plague victims and skivers. I'd been under the weather for weeks. I got prodded and poked, cold stethoscoped. Doctor, tell me the news. But the best he could do was a mild case of man flu. Well, that's not enough. Let's go to Superdrug. So I staggered uptown, was about to exhale when I noticed the Waterstones closing down sale. A book token saved me, it opened my eyes. I retired to defer my demise and revise the Family Medical Companion, a manual of malady. No need for the nurse, read this chapter and verse and you'll self-diagnose with ease. So then I'm taking my temperature, poking my groin, measuring swellings. Yep, I was a textbook example of every page that I turned. I'd got scarlet fever, smallpox too, rabies, scurvy. I had the mind, knew it was everything I could have hoped for, because I'd got the lot. Every pimple it pox. So by my calculations, come close to collapse. So I wrote floating notes to those charlatans and quacks. I'll be right if it kills me, I scried. But I woke up on Wednesday feeling fine. Oh, family medical companion, you duplicitous glossary. Yo, talk to the tome, teasing me with sham syndromes. How could you lie to me? I hate your text, I hate your crude illustrations. Spit on your index, no more shall I thumb through your pages. Oh yes, I found those final two pages secretly stuck together with glue. A botch in the binding between G and I want my money back. I prized them apart and got high. I'm so high. I'm a high. I'm a hypochondriac. Oh, family medical companion, Munchausen's OED. Every potential neurotic young mother should get herself one of these. Oh, family medical companion, it's your friend on cold winter nights. You can cuddle up close for a dose of the most contagious pages you've ever spied. Family medical companion, the internet's your new home. Everybody surf to www.youregonnadiesoon.com.
Woo! Wow, there you go. And a performance as well.
Fantastic.
Brilliant.
Thanks.
And it's cheaper than Loudon Wainwright.
I was giggling along to all of that, all the way through, because I identify with it.
Fantastic.
I used to do that. I've stopped now. It's terrifying, yeah. Well, thanks very much, Dave. How did that go for you?
That was pretty good.
Are you okay to sing us another song later on?
We'll give it a go.
That's wonderful. All right, well, thank you very much. So back to Colin. Next up on the night is
the Scarlet Rays.
Okay.
Anyone that came last year, they actually appeared last year under a different name. They've just had a slight lineup change, but we're going to play a track. They went down a storm last year. I mean, I would sort of, well, you'll hear they're a bit gold frappy. This year, they're almost. Joe's just got an amazing voice, which you'll hear, and Daryl's a great songwriter.
I've got to say, I heard this track for the first time this morning and I loved it straight away.
Yeah, they did it last year. They are great. She's such a good singer.
Yeah.
They're great songs. This year, I think they're a little bit more atmospheric, but it's still sort of got that acoustic bass to it.
Sure.
They'll be great. They went down a storm last year and people said to me, you know, can you get them back? And I said, I'm sure they'll do it. And I'm looking forward to seeing them again.
Absolutely. Well, this is the Scarlet Rays and Clipped. Oh, absolutely beautiful from the Scarlet Rays, and echoes of Judy Collins there, Colin.
Yeah, she's Joe's got such a great voice. And,
beautiful.
And come down and see him on Saturday Live. Yeah. Her voice is just as good live.
Yeah, fantastic. And finally, headlining the concert, Zabo. Now, these guys sound really different. We'll hear a track from them in a moment, but can you tell us all about them? And there's a lot to tell, isn't there, really?
There is. I mean, their website will say it all, but they're a very humorous website. I've known Andy for a long while. Andy used to be the main singer-songwriter from a band around here called The Hanging Tree.
Okay.
Who were very well known, used to play gigs all over. Andy, great songwriter. Just, you'll hear in a minute. He's now located to Brighton and got this new project together, which is just, they're a two-piece. I don't really want to give too much away, really. but live, they're pretty quirky, great songs. I'm really pleased that they're doing it.
And let's just hint at it, really. They don't really play one instrument at a time, do they?
No. They don't. They're like a one-man band twice.
Times two. Yeah.
It's quirky, great songs, it looks good, and lovely guys as well. And, you know, I'm dead chuffed that they said yes to come and do this.
Fantastic. All right, well, let's hear them now. This is called Don't End Up Working in a Supermarket.
An exceptional pain. Don't end up working in a supermarket, not if you want to succeed. Don't end up working in a supermarket, not if you don't want to end up like me. End up like me. End up like me.
I'm enjoying that. Any song with whistling in,
I was going to say the same
okay
thing.
With me.
Yeah. Songs with whistling. Are you going to whistle, Dave? Do a solo.
No, it's my instrument. I can't play. I'll play my own whistle.
That's great. I've been playing that out for several weeks now on the show, and I enjoy it every time.
Yeah, it's good. The album's good. It's fabulous. Yeah, that gives you a little taster.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, it sounds like a great night in prospect on Saturday, and of course, in a really worthwhile
cause.
Brent would mind. All I can say is, can you tell us where and when and give us all the details?
Yeah, I mean, there's no tickets in advance, so it's at the Essex Arms, which is at just next to Brentwood Station. It's in the SEAX room, which probably holds about 120, Dave, do you reckon? So get down early.
Health and safety.
We want it'll be pretty packed.
Yep.
So get down, see brilliant artists like Dave Stannard, Scarlet Rays, and Zabo, of course. It's all for a good cause. And if anyone has any fundraising ideas, you know, drop us a line on, you know, go to the Brentwood Mine website or pop in and see us, because, you know, at the moment, you know, we need as much help as possible. So, you know, contact me. I'm Colin. Or any of the guys at Mind, and, you know, and if you have any ideas or can help us in any way, that'd be great.
All right. Can you give us an email address or a telephone number?
It's 01277 234 246.
Okay.
We're at 14 Ongar Road, which is opposite Eclipse,
yep,
the back of Sainsbury's.
Yep.
Or contact me, Colin Wade, at brentwoodmind.org.uk, and that's all in lowercase with no dots.
Wonderful. Well,
and tickets are £10 on Saturday, it's an absolute bargain for the talent you're going to see for £10.
Absolutely. Well, if you missed any of that, we'll put it all up on the Phoenix FM website later today, along with a recording of this little session we've had. Thanks, Colin.
It's been a pleasure.
Good luck with everything on Saturday. Hope it really goes really well when you get lots of people through the door. But before we go, we're coming back to Dave. thanks again for coming along and performing for us. If anyone would like to find out a bit more about you, could you give us your website address? Or
www.davestannard.co.uk.
Well, that's pretty nice, straightforward, isn't it? Yeah. Excellent. Well, I hope all goes well for you on Saturday too. And perhaps you could play us out with another song.
It'd be my pleasure. This one is, it's Remembrance Sunday. So this is my tribute to those who fell in World War One.
Okay,
it's called Over the Top.
Thank you.
Sweet Marie said she'd love to see me get me cocky on. So I turned 18 for the Derby scheme, but they only had blue uniforms. Colour my dream. I'm here because Kitchener said to me, you got to play your part in my tragedy. But stand around and wait for the shelling to start, then I'm going over the top. Later, think of me, for tonight I shall be in the throes of Passchendaele. We'll bite and hold for Haig and slowly slip and sink away, inches taken and lost. A kiss on a cross. I'm here because Kitchener said to me, you got to play your part in my tragedy. We'll stand around and wait for the shelling to start, and I'm going over the top. Over the top. Kiss your Bible, cross your heart. They're gonna blow us all to God. Save the King. Would you please carry my love to Marie? Oh, Marie. With Marie, their kids bounced on a knee, you know. They named one of their sons after me, the boy in the blue uniform. as bones lie in the soil at Time Cup. I'm so glad you're away. Let's not do this again. I'm here because Kitchener said to me, you got to pay your part in my tragedy. You get the break of day now. Let poppies grow over the town.
Fabulous.
That's amazing. That was very beautiful and very moving. Thank you very much indeed, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Oh, dear. Oh, yeah. I escaped to another world then for a little while.
And well, I think it's the reason that, as Dave said earlier, is to try and get out there and support the local acoustic scene, because there's some great singer-songwriters
out
there.
Well, Colin, thank you very much for introducing me to Dave, because I think we're going to make a date in the diary and see if we can get Dave back in the studio for a bit more of your
music.
It
would be my pleasure.
Thoroughly enjoyed that. Thank you so much, guys. And once again, good luck on Saturday.
Thanks, Bob.